You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Now, perhaps you've listened to this on Monday. If you have, because you follow along WGOD Radio, either on the website, WGODradio.com, or on Facebook as well. WGOD Radio is where you'll find us on Facebook or Twitter. These programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. This one's recorded Monday, playing here on the radio on this Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Greetings. God bless. 11:45 a.m. on our sister station, WWBC Radio. Thank you for joining me here this morning. We're in the Word of God. We're in the book of Romans. Maybe you're on your way home at 8:45 p.m. Hope you've had a great day. Here to make your day all that much better as we spend 15 minutes in the Word and as we learn one of the greatest, most comforting, life-changing things ever in the history of the annals of time. We're going to discover today, coming up in a minute. It's going to start with two words, but now. But we'll get to that in just 1 minute, because I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We are in the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 8. We left off in the parable of the soils in chapter 8. That's where we're going to be this week. Oh, every week is great because the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Every week's exciting because it's a living book. The Word is alive. The Lord Jesus said, "My words are spirit and they are life." So I invite you to come out to Island tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Love to meet you. And I invite you to come by and spend 70 minutes with us on Wednesday. Sunday, we're in Romans chapter 8, one of my favorite texts. I've entitled the sermon, which I haven't even started yet, but I know the title of it. The title is, "What's Your Prognosis?" We're going to see what God's prognosis is, and that is the word to know in advance, prognosco. What's God's prognosis? We're going to find out what His prognosis is concerning you Sunday morning. 10:30. Here today, the great two words are the words, but now. Now remember, Paul's been on a rampage here. He's been convicting everyone of sin. No matter who you are, starting in chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against," and then he starts in right there, "against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness." Paul has been condemning everyone. The point is that everyone will see they're standing before God. And that is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no group that Paul has left out. He's left out the poor He has not left out the poor Ethiopian on the other side of the planet, who the proverbial scoffer says, "Well, what about the poor man in Africa that's never heard the gospel?" Oh, yeah? God's invisible attributes are clearly seen being understood by the things that are made, so that no one can give it. Everyone is without excuse. No one can say to God that you were not fair to me. The heavens declare the glory of God. And it says here that it's the truth of God has been revealed in them, not just to them, but in them. You've got to witness. You know God's responsible for all this. You know there is a creator. I once heard Helen Keller say, because she couldn't, she was blind, she was deaf, she couldn't speak. Someone had to teach her all those things. And then someone told her about God. And she said, I knew it all along. There was a God. I just didn't know his name. The truth of God has been revealed in you. Everyone stands guilty before God. All the world stands guilty and accountable before God. And now, starting in chapter 3, we're going to see these great words. Starts with the word but. We've been talking about being convicted. Chapter 3, verse 21, it says, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference or no distinction. What's he saying? That after all this, that we stand condemned before God, now how to get right with God and how to escape this death penalty has now been revealed. The righteousness of God apart from the law, meaning you can't be right with God by keeping the law, we've seen. The purpose of the law is to condemn you. That's why Paul calls it a ministry of death. It can't save you. The law condemns you. I was fine until the law came. Paul's going to say later, when the law came, sin revived, but I died. The law was, we read in Galatians chapter 3, the law was our schoolmaster to take us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. Now here, the righteousness of God apart from the law, meaning not have anything to do with keeping rules. How can I get right with God? Finally, it's been revealed. The righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Then it says being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Meaning what? Meaning the Bible's talked about it. The Old Testament talked about it. Being witnessed. Can you see it? The witness, the law and the prophets. It sees them coming. Read all the way back in Numbers chapter 24. The pagan prophet says, I see him in the distance, but not near. The star will rise up out of Jacob. Micah the prophet saw him in the distance. He said, out of you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, will come forth to me one whose goings forth are from eternity. He's coming, but he's just not near. Zechariah the prophet, he's saying he's coming and he's going to ride into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey, the colt, the foal of a donkey. The law saw him coming too. I read to you before, Numbers, Deuteronomy also, chapter 19, saw him coming. The law witnessed it. The prophets witnessed it and saw the Lord coming. So again, chapter 3, verse 22. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed. Now that word reveal, apocalypto, means unveiled, uncovered. They're taking the covering. The Lord's taking the covering off of this here. It's been unveiled. How to get right with God has been unveiled now. And it's being witnessed by the law and the prophets, meaning this is nothing new here. The Old Testament saw it coming. Moses, I said chapter 19. It was chapter 18, Deuteronomy 18, maybe it's verse 10 or 12. The Old Testament saw it coming. The law and the prophets saw it coming and foretold it coming, how to get right with God, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God. Now, here it comes. This is how you get right with God. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. King James, which I think is more accurate here, it says the faith of Jesus Christ. Meaning, friend, it's not even your faith. The faith that you have is a gift. Your faith is a gift from God. It's not your own. It's been given to you as a gift. You see, salvation is of the Lord. You didn't save yourself. You haven't been holding on to some ounce of good in you. We read in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in transgressions and sins." Dead men don't and can't save themselves. God's done the work. Salvation is of the Lord. As we hear Jonah say from the belly of the whale, salvation is of the Lord. Your faith is a gift. It's not your own. Of Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, was just preaching this on Sunday. That's to you it's been gifted. The Greek word charis means a gift. To you it's been granted or gifted not only to believe but to suffer, but to believe is a gift. Your ability to believe in someone that you cannot see, that is Jesus Christ. Your ability to believe and receive him as your Lord and Savior is a gift from God. Your faith is a gift. It's been given to you as a gift. Remember, Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him." You've got to have the gift. You've got to have the nature of God in you. You've got to be able to respond to that. Your faith is a gift. So here we see, again, after all this time, finally, the Apostle Paul's going to throw us all a life preserver. But now, how to get right with God has now been revealed and manifest. The cover is off, how to get right with God, or I should say, the veil has been removed. Now, the righteousness of God, that doesn't have anything to do with keeping a rule or a law, has been revealed, being witnessed. The Old Testament saw it coming. I see him off in a distance. The Old Testament saw it coming. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. The righteousness of God is, how can you be right with God? How can you know, friend, that when you die and leave this world, you're going to make it into heaven? That is what's revealed in this text. It's through faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." This has now been revealed. How can you be right with God? How can you know that when you die and leave this world, you're going to go up and not down? That has now been revealed. How to have all your sins obliterated. He's condemned everyone as a sinner. What do we do? Just like they said in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Here's the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Even the righteousness of God, which is through faith of Jesus Christ, it's been given to you as a gift. Granted, you still need to have faith in the person of Jesus Christ and receive him as your Lord and Savior. That's where we'll pick it up tomorrow. You are listening to WGOD Radio. Thanks for joining us. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio.